today. So I welcome you to get your Bible and welcome home. You have tuned in to Helen Hahn Ministry of Empowerment. I am so glad that you came by today to be with us again for another glorious time in the Lord. Truly, today is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad. On today, we have another glorious time in the Lord. So I encourage you, grab your Bible, come on in, make yourself right at home. We're going to be looking at the Word of the Lord on today. And our lesson for today is on the grace of liberality. And we're going to be talking about the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must recognize that God is love, and our giving is a measure of his love in us. And so our scripture passage that we're going to be looking at on today is going to be found over in 2 Corinthians chapter number 8, verses number 2 through verse number 12. And it reads on this line, how that it is a great trial of affliction, and the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty aboundeth in unto the riches of their liberality. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they are willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift, that upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this did they, not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God, insomuch that we desire Titus, that as he has begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, and in the diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through the poverty might be rich. And herein I gave my advice, for this is expedient for you who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also of that which ye have. For if there be a willing mind, first a willing mind, it is acceptable according to a man has, and not according to that which he have not. And so we're going to be looking at our thought for today is the grace of liberality. And let's look here at our focus. Our focus verse will be coming from verse number 7 in the second book of second Corinthians chapter number 8, verse number 7. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and in utterance, and in knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace. And so that's what we're going to talk about as the children of God, abounding in the grace of the Lord our God. So let's take a look here. The act of giving incorporates every part of one life. The range of giving covers time, talent, and treasure. That includes everything from the treasure, from our finances to our hospitality, and it all comes with a spiritual promise. And it says, the word of God said, give, and it shall be given unto you, Luke 6 and 38. The measure in which we are willing to give also determines the return blessing from the Lord. And I think that this is the area that we want to focus real quickly for just a moment here. Now, let's take a look at that. It said the measure in which we are willing to give also determines the return blessings from the Lord. And I believe that we should look in our own hearts and begin to recognize or look and begin to say, how willing am I willing to give? Am I willing to give up my substance? Am I willing to give up my time? Am I willing to give up my knowledge and give up my care for someone else or for the vision that God has called or to work in the vineyard of God? And so we must recognize, how much am I giving? Well, you may say, well, I don't have a lot of resources. I don't have a lot of money. But God is not looking just at the monetarial gain or things that we may possess. But, you know, just giving a kind word or giving an ear to listen to someone else or to sit with someone else when they're going through their crisis or going through their test or trials, or giving up advice or sharing your knowledge or sharing various things that is needful for someone else to add value to their life for them to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a more excellent way. And so when we look at that giving, the giving can go into a large scope beyond our own realm of where we at, or location of where we at. So when we look at that with our eyes, we'll be able to delve into and see a much bigger scope of what God is calling for us. Jesus declared, with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Luke 6:38. If one desires the blessing of the Lord in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, then it is important that they learn the grace of liberality and giving. When people believe passionately in something, that they will give liberally to that cause. Now, Jesus confirmed this when he declared, for where your treasure is, there will your heart also be. Matthew 6:21. How easy it should be then for believers to have confidence in the work of the Lord and to give liberally to it. We have been saved by the word of God. Moreover, the power of his word has kept us from a world of sin. God has given us a preacher to safeguard our soul and to preach the gospel to us as we continue to trust his word. He has given us friends in the family of God that liberally encircled the globe. He has healed our bodies and given us peace beyond understanding and allowed his joy to be our strength. There is absolutely no one can place a monetary value on this wonderful redemption we enjoy, an exciting life of living for the Lord. Now, one day mankind will be held accountable to God for all that God has entrusted us with. Let us determine this day to be good stewards and learn how the grace of liberality can bless our lives and the lives of others. Now, let's take a look here as we're examining the text on today. Let's look here at an example of liberal giving. The Macedonian gave joyfully out of extreme poverty. And so here they was a people that was poverty stricken, but they gave liberally. Now let's take a look here at 2 Corinthians 8:1-2. It said, moreover, brethren, we do to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the church of Macedonia, how that they, as a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. And you'll find that over in 2 Corinthians 8:1-2. Every person, no matter how much or how little of this earth's possession they may have, has something to give to the work of the Lord. No one can use the excuse that they cannot give. True, some people may have more blessing financially than other in this world. However, the scripture instructs every person to give cheerfully out of their possessions, even if their possession is meager. One day, Jesus stood in the treasury at the offering time and carefully observed as the people from different walks of life gave into the treasury. And this is what Luke talked about or stated over in Luke 21, verses 1 through 4. And he looked up and saw the rich man casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting their in thither 2 mites. And he said of the truth, I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than all they. For all these have of their abundance cast into their offering of good God. But she of her penury have cast in all the living that she had. Now, let's look. The widow eventually did not have much of this world's good, but she has learned the grace of liberality in giving. And Jesus took special notice of her generosity in giving. Even though she was impoverished, she gave both mites. One would have thought unkindly of her had she kept one of her for herself. The believers in the church of Macedonia was experiencing great poverty. Yet in their time of poverty, they determined that they were going to give of their meager of substance willingly and joyfully for the cause of Christ's kingdom. They refused to exercise themselves because of their difficult circumstances. Many have learned over the years that God specialized in taking our gifts and multiplying them to the benefit of his kingdom. Just as a grain of corn falls into the ground and multiplies for the harvest, the miracle-working Lord Jesus blesses our meager efforts as we determine to bless his work. Who can forget the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes that were placed in the hands of the masters? A great crowd have gathered. There was a definite need. People were hungry. And Jesus refused to send them away without supplying their physical need for food. And all that could be found in that great crowd was a lad with 5 loaves and a couple of fishes, a couple of fish. It certainly was not much, but God specialized in making the impossible possible. He simply took the bread and the fish and blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled. And they had eaten and were about 5,000 men besides the women and children. That we can find that over in Matthew chapter 14, verses 19 through 21. Many were blessed by the generosity of the lad with a small lunch. And so many become much, little become much when we place it in the master's hand as we give even out of that place. And God will tremendously bless his people and supply the need. The Macedonian gave willingly and beyond their own ability. Now, when we look back at the scripture, when the scripture over in 2 Corinthians it says, is that for it is, there be first a willing mind. It is accepted according to a man have and not according to what they have not. And so here the Macedonian church, they had a mind and a willingness to give what they had. And so here the scripture said, although the poverty of the Macedonians was well understood by all, God received their gift of liberality and it blessed the kingdom of God. And they gave beyond what they thought they could give. And there was many in God's kingdom who desired to learn the grace of liberality when it came to blessing the overall work of the Lord. Perhaps some would even like to increase their faith and their ability to bless the kingdom, and a good area in which to trust the Lord is with faith promise in the support of foreign missionary. Faith promise is a commitment to God to give a specific amount monthly or weekly to a foreign mission offering of a local church as God's example. Faith promise incorporates the dynamics of faith, love, commitment, consistency, and the sure promise of God. It cannot fail. It really does work. There are many testimonies of how God provides a person's need when an individual supports God's work, whether foreign missions or mission nearer to home, or even giving unto your church and of your tithes and your offering and being a blessing to the work that God has called you to. When there does not seem to be any ways to meet the financial commitment, it seems that God delights in providing the needed funds. God always delights to step in at the place when you don't have enough. And so God is able to move in your not enough and to provide all of the needs. To the church in Macedonia, Paul declared, "For their power I bear record, yea, beyond their power they were willing of themselves." 2 Corinthians 8:3, it was evident that the Macedonian understood the grace of liberality when it came to giving. The ability to give often is encompassed by the obligation of maintaining a certain lifestyle. However, we know that God has made a way for many who have made a commitment to his work to give beyond their apparent potential. We have the scriptural promise that if we will seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things shall be added unto us, Luke 12:31. We just have to be willing to believe the Lord and prove him. And so sometimes those that have given, sometimes we need to just turn back and say, "Lord, I prove you this day. Prove you, Lord. Prove yourself to me today of providing the needs and opening the doors." And so God said that to bring the tithes and offering into a storehouse so that there may be meat in his house. And then he said, "Prove me if I will not open up a window of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive." And that's what the word of the Lord declares and says unto the people of God. Now, let's look at the first challenge for giving, a challenge to abound in liberality, insomuch that we desire Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, and in all diligence, and in love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. It is believed that Titus planted the seed of giving to this worthy cause. Titus had visited Corinth, and there he encouraged the Corinthians to support the work of the Lord with their finances. God uses people to challenge us in our giving. Many times people go to church planning on giving an offering, and however, when a need is presented, they often dig deeper into their resources and then give beyond what they have planned. This is the seed of faith that catches the attention of heaven. Now, no person ever makes any sacrifice that escapes the attention and the reward of God. And we must recognize, children of God, that God is still using that same vehicle or that same call for us to give to that need, even to the need of the church, to propel the gospel. And when we plan to give a certain amount, but when we hear the call that there is a need, the ability to go back into our resource and to give out of that praise, God will greatly and tremendously bless you, child of God, and things, because it gets heaven's attention when you give. It said Paul declared that the Macedonians were abounding in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, in diligence, and in their love. However, he used the occasion to encourage them also to abound in grace of giving, 2 Corinthians 8:7. This is not to suggest that they were not giving generously, but for Paul already had praised them for their giving. Apparently, he just took advantage of the opportunity to emphasize the important link that generous giving has all has to all the other virtues of Christian living. Faithful financial support to the work of the Lord is vital as an attribute or characteristic for a child of God. Believers need to look further than the local congregation and see the needs beyond home. The local church needs our faithful support, but as we are faithful to our local assembly, God also will allow us to bless the greater church body that liberally surrounds the globe. Now, Paul exhorted the Macedonian to abound in this grace of giving. Abound means to be plentiful, to be rich, to be well supplied. Apostle Paul declared, "But my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus," Philippians 4:19. A person may not own stocks and bonds and houses and land, but they may still be wealthy in Christ Jesus. They may not have a designer clothes in their closets or may be able to travel wherever their hearts desire, but still they can be rich and abounding in the blessings of the Lord on their lives and their family, although the Lord Jesus, all through the Lord Jesus Christ. The child of God who have attained to this kind of wealth have done so because they had learned the secret of exercising the grace of liberality. And once we learn that grace of liberality is not about the houses and the land and the designer clothes, but yes, those things are nice to have and God wants to bless us. And there may be some that don't have it, but they are very rich in God and rich in the things of God. They are the one. God gave me a profound revelation, and that profound revelation just really blew my mind, and I just want to share it with the radio land today, is that revelation that he gave me. I was in prayer, and he said, "Helen," he said, "there are people that look like they don't have much. They may be in the house of God. They don't have houses. They don't own a house. They don't own even a car. They don't own land. They don't own businesses and things. And they live just in the modesty of a lifestyle, some barely making it from month to month. But he said, these people, they have a deep love for me, and they are the ones that holds the key to my storehouse, because I can entrust them with the key, and I can entrust them with my resources in heaven. They have the key through prayer to come into heaven and release healing. They have the key to come into heaven and release miracles. They have the keys to come into heaven to release the word of knowledge, because I entrusted them, because I know that they honor me. And not only do they honor me, but they will not abuse their liberty and their authority to come to my storehouse, that my kingdom will make me have the supplies and the needs that it needs at that appointed time. And so these people have been implanted into every church and things. They look like, though, that they may not have any significance, but they have great significance in heaven. And if we overlook that and overlook their where they're at, it's not what they have on, it's not where they live, it's not what they're on, but it's their connection, hear me, child of God, is their connection with heaven. Because sometimes the world has conditioned our minds to look upon the individual and measure their influences by the things that they have acquired and the things that they have. And God said, it's not so. He said, don't look on the outward. Look deeper, much deeper, and look into the fact that I have entrusted that individual with the keys of heaven. Rikaboshan, with the mysteries of heaven, the revelations of heaven, the Rhema word of heaven, because God has entrusted that individual with the things that are precious unto him. And he said, now that's the rich person. That's the Boaz in the kingdom of God in this modern day, in the post-modernity, in this time and season, because God has entrusted them to ascend into heaven and to open up and come boldly unto the throne of grace. He said, that is the one that is rich. That is the one that is wealthy. That is the one that has found the secret place in the heart of God, and they can go to God, and God will release them. Now, aren't you glad to be in that position, to be able to go in and lay hands on the sick, and the sick will be recovered, and you can speak to cancer, and cancer got to back up because of your authority, which is in heaven, and heaven recognized your voice and your relationship with the Lord our God. Now, that's where God said, now, that's the rich person. Now, that's the person, that's the billionaires in the kingdom of God. And I don't know who I'm talking to. It may be you today, that spiritual billionaire that we're talking to, that because even though you may not even own land, but guess what? You own the keys to heaven. You have been entrusted with the keys in heaven, just like Joseph. They thought they was going to kill Joseph, his brother, thought they were going to kill him. And they went and threw him in the ditch and dipped his coat in blood and took it back to his father. And he went off and taken into prison. But guess what? God used that man in a profound way and things. He literally had the keys. And so I'm talking to someone today that you literally have the keys, and let God use you and bless you. Now, let's look here further. And things into the word of the Lord. It says the believer need to look further than the local congregation and see the needs beyond home. The local church needs our faithful support, but we are faithful to a local assembly. God also will allow us to be a blessing to the greater body as well. Now, let's look at another place here. As to abound, it said a person may not own those stocks and bonds, which I spoken about earlier, but they own a greater thing, which is so far greater. And think their wealth is hidden in heaven, and they have the keys to open up heaven. They have the keys. Those that are praying sometimes, those are the ones that are on their faith before God, and God is hearing their cries, and because of their cries, some of the churches are still open because of their cries. Ministries are still flowing because of their cry between earth and glory. Those are laid out on the altars of God. And so here, Christ's examples of our giving. Over in 2 Corinthians 8, verses 8 through 9, it said, I speak not by commandments, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye, through your poverty, through his poverty, you might be rich. Now, the writer of Hebrews, the Hebrews Christians who were scattered abroad, declared, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that we was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, Hebrews 12 and 1. Jesus Christ has given us the ultimate example in the cost of giving, the act of giving, and the result of giving. God loved mankind so much that he robed himself in humanity in Jesus Christ, born of a virgin. He came into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. He left the splendorous glories of heaven to live among mankind as the very Son of God. Though he was rich, he became poor for our sake. He understood the cost. But he loved us so much that he willingly gave himself a ransom for all who enslaved by sin. The ultimate act of giving is witnessed in the ministry of Jesus Christ. He constantly gave of himself. When it came time to be the perfect sacrifice for all mankind, he willingly laid down his life on the old rugged cross. He also understood the result of giving, for he could look beyond and see the joy on the cross, on the other side of the cross. Now, we have a right to rejoice, all because Jesus Christ willingly gave himself for us. And because of his liberality in giving his all, we now have the privilege of standing redeemed by his blood, sanctified by his spirit, and filled with his power. We excitedly await the glad reunion day when we all will be able to bow before him and thank him for his sacrifice of love, because he willingly gave, we now can live. Isn't that so profound? Now let's look here at another example, another place, an encouragement to honor their pledge. 2 Corinthians 8:10-11 state, "And herein I give my advice, for this is the expedient for you who have begun before, and not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was also a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have." And so keeping that promise, making good on that which you have promised. It said, when everyone makes a pledge to bless the kingdom of God, there is a blessing that comes with the commitment. Just to know that God will use us to assist in meeting the need is an honor and a blessing in itself. However, the real blessing comes when that person is able to honor his pledge and fulfill the commitment to the Lord. The people who compromised the church at Macedonia was not wealthy people, yet they refused to allow their financial restraints to steal from them the blessing that God had in store for them through their generous giving. They desired to do their part and to support the work of the Lord. In spite of their struggles and their poverty, they pledged to bless the work of the Lord beyond Macedonia. How beautiful it is to witness a people who are willing to reach beyond their local congregation and bless others in the kingdom of God. We should not let our present struggle or poverty cheat us out of the blessing that the Lord give us to those who possess a generous heart. It is amazing to witness the beautiful blessings of God on smaller churches as they've learned the secret of giving, home missionary churches, daughter works, and various church departments. All are richly blessed as they reach beyond themselves in an effort to bless others, even financially. And I thank God for our church being a church of a giving church, reaching beyond, going to our community and blessing our community and blessing those that we don't even know, and reaching beyond ourselves to be a blessing. And we found that God has tremendously blessed us and tremendously opened up doors. And so you that are struggling financially, you that are struggling in that area, maybe God is calling you to be able to, out of that, even your abundance, give to somebody. Look in your closet and see something that you have and that you know you don't no longer use, and give of that thing and watch God bountifully bless you, because out of your abundance, you bless somebody else, and you gave, and God tremendously bless you. And we love giving, and we found that it is a tremendous blessing. Matter of fact, when I first gave my life to the Lord, it was a young lady that who was a tremendous blessing to me in my journey in my walk with the Lord. She said, Helen, whenever God bless you, you be a blessing to somebody else, and God will always bless you. God will always bless you because you always be a giver unto someone else. And so I begin to practice that and do that, what she had encouraged me to do. And I come to tell you that I have seen God open up his window of heaven and just poured me out blessings that I did not have, literally, I didn't have room enough to receive. I literally had to go and be a blessing unto somebody else because it would have been a shame for me to keep it all to myself. And because of my heart to be blessed and to be a blessing to someone else, I gave. And God literally has been abundantly been blessing. And so even when I sold into other vineyards and worked in their vineyards and was a blessing in their vineyards and things in their vision that God had given unto them, being a worker in the house of the Lord, in the prayer meetings, in the prayer room, in the altar room, in the birthing room, teaching Sunday school, working with the women, attending even the men conference just to be there to support them. And I have seen God literally overtake and bless me because I've given into someone else's vineyard. And now God is pouring back into the vineyard he has given unto me. And so I come to admonish you and coming to encourage you that once we begin to practice the grace of liberality, then God will begin to pour into your life. Amen. Now let's look here at God's measurement of giving. Now, let's take a look at God's economy, and maybe we need to look more closely into the economy of God. In the 2 Corinthians 8 and 12, it said, for if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man have, and not according to that he have not. Now, let's look first at the first thing, is the willing mind. It said the scripture declares that there be first a willing mind. The first measurement of giving is that of a person's willingness to give. When God first created mankind, he gave him first a free will. He has the opportunity and the responsibility to make important choices in life, the greatest of which is his choice as to whom he will serve. Mankind must also exercise their freedom of choice with regards to their financial responsibility. They first recognize the principle of tithes. That's the first fruit of all their spirit, their financial increase. It belongs to God. However, even though the tithes belong to the Lord, they must choose whether or not they will acknowledge the Lord's ownership by returning the tithes to him. Now, when you don't give your tithes of your first fruit of your financial increase, then you are saying that you are not acknowledging the Lord's ownership of those tithes. And you must recognize those tithes belong to the Lord. They are his. And when you refuse to give God what belongs to him, it becomes, then you become as a thief and a robber, robbing the Lord of his lordship over the tithes. And so, child of God, you must pay your tithes and give of the fourth fruit of your increase unto the work of God, unto the house of God, that there may be meat in his house. Malachi will tell us that, and we'll read that and things in just a moment here. We must recognize that they belong, like I stated, they belong to the Lord. When they recognize that, when mankind also exercise their freedom of choice with this regard in their financial responsibility, the Lord, he must choose whether or not that he will acknowledge that. Malachi 3 and 10 say, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now wherewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there will not be room enough for you to receive it. Now, I have seen people, and I have people that mail their tithes in that cannot even make it to the house of the Lord and mail their tithes in because they belong to the Lord. And things, he has lordship over that. And if you want to turn your financial situation around and find out how to really to be a financial blessing and the blessing to start flowing back into your house and the holes that are in your spiritual pockets to be sewn up, put God back lordship over your tithes, over his own tithes, and start giving his tithes that belong to him back to the house of God where they truly belong and things. And then God said, now prove me now. Now you have the authority. Now you have the right to prove me if I will not open up a window of heaven to pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. Sometimes we run to financial seminars, and the seminar is right there in the word. Pay your tithes. Put God back in the lordship over your tithes, where he belongs, and things, put things back in the right order and things. And the Bible admonishes to rebuke and to reprove and to instruct. And so this comes as instruction and comes as a reproof to put things back in order so that you can be blessed and your house can be blessed and your children and your children's children can be blessed. And declare, Lord, I'm making you Lord over my tithes and lordship over my finances and things, and I'm bringing my tithes, my first fruit, into your house, and I no longer will take your tithes and take what belongs to you. And once you begin to pray that prayer and repent of that and turn, watch God turn your financial situation around because you choose to put things in order in the right priority. To bring the tithes to God is a commandment, but it comes with the promise of a blessing. Why would someone not want to receive a blessing from the Lord? He has promised that if we honor his work with the tithe, he will honor us by opening the windows of heaven and blessing us. Moreover, he has not suggested to a dazzle of a blessing, but he has promised to pour out onto us a blessing that we cannot contain. This principle of blessing also is true of one's giving of offering over and above their tithe. A person generously supports the work of the Lord. He will generously bless that person. And I just want to share a testimony real briefly about that. My granddaughter, when she came and visited the church, she's only 11 years old. And she came and she was helping me there around the church. And she came up to me and she said, and she called me Nana. She said, Nana, where do we put our tithe? I want to know, I want to pay my tithe. And she wanted to pay her tithe into the house of the Lord. And she's only 11 years old. And she had received her her allowance. And she said, Nana, I want to pay my tithe into your church. And so she came and she paid her tithe. And I tell you, she is a blessed young lady. God has bountifully blessed her because she's learning at a young age the principles of the kingdom of God, not of the principle of this world. Yes, we're teaching her to save. Yes, we're teaching her how to financially wise and make good choices and things, but we're teaching her first. The first principles are the principles of God. And if you want your household to be blessed, teach and live the principles of God and keep his commandments that he's given to us as children of God and things. The bountiful blessing will come to your house because you choose to do it God's way. The principles of the blessings are also true of giving one's offering over and above. Now, the scriptures also declare it is deceptive according to that a man has and not according to that they have not. The second measurements of giving has to do with giving from the supply that we have. In other words, the Lord is not looking for us to give that which we do not have. He is looking only for us to be generous in that which we have He has placed under our stewardship. We give from our resource or sources of our supply. If we may be have a meager source, or it may be a source of great abundance. However, we can only give what we have. Someone has observed that God does not judge our giving by how much we give, but by how much we have left after giving. Another has suggested that we make our amount of giving according to our level of our income, lest God make our level of income according to amount of our giving. Now, as we give, God will tremendously, tremendously bless us in things as we give out of that abundance and things out of that supplies that we have, because God loves a cheerful giver. As we make God happy and bring joy to God, give. And sometimes we think, well, I really don't have nothing. But when you go begin to look around your house and things, or just look at just giving a smile, giving a kind word unto the Lord, and we thank God for that giving. And we thank God for the all of the beautiful praise reports that are even coming in right now. We honor those that and so here, when we look here at this particular thing again, and we're just going to continue on with our session, because we know we recognize that God is true and the devil is a lie. Amen. On today. And so let's look here. The people of Israel, they collected the manna according to the needs of their household. Although one household gathered more than another, again, we stated, based on their need, at the end of the day, each one had nothing left over. God, in his request for equality and giving, set a precedent that it is clear even today. The incomes of family may vary, but there is an equality in their giving because of God's design of the tithes plus offering. In other words, the tithe is a tenth, 10%, regardless of how much a family may earn. The amount of the tithe vary, and the percentage does not change. Then the offering given above and beyond the tithes are also measured according to one's ability to give. We often quote the words of Jesus, "It is more blessed to give than to receive," Acts 20 and 35. Truly, it is beautiful, true, that brings great blessing into a person's life. And it is also true that one who is in need, when they receive with a great gladness, the gift of God's assistance and kindness, is richly blessed. Both the giver and the receiver are blessed. And I'm so glad that God has used that economy, or used that vehicle, where that we can be a blessing unto the house of the Lord, or our blessing and things. And because that is the way our blessing is going to be released, because he said it's more blessed to give than to receive, because we recognize it's a joy that comes with giving unto the house of God, unto the people, unto those that are in need, giving a kind word, or giving a smile, or giving a hug. And you may think, well, I don't have a whole lot of money, but give a hug, give a kind word. Edify someone, affirm someone, validate someone, tell someone how beautiful they look, give them a compliment. That's giving too. That's giving out of your abundance and things, blessing someone else. So let's look here. Dealing with one's financial responsibility to the work of the Lord may at times be a delicate subject. However, it's a biblical truth and a principle that return manifold blessings to the givers. And I believe that's the key right there, because that manifold blessing that will flow through the givers, amen, the Lord is faithful as promised and will not overlook the sacrifice of those who gave their all to his cause. He took note of the widow's mite and the five loaves and the two fishes. With our Lord, no gift is too small or too great. He is the judge. He's the one that judges each gift according to the ability of the givers, not according to the amount of the gift. The Lord is the reward aware of our financial ability to honor his work, and he expects each person to fulfill his responsibility. We should be faithful in the area of our personal financial support to the church. If we will test the Lord, we will see that he will honor his word and he will pour out blessings that we cannot even contain. And so if you want a blessing, child of God, that you cannot contain, you begin to bless the work of the Lord, bless the house of the Lord, put God back over as Lord over his own tithes that he has entrusted you to be a steward over and things, and start giving your tithes and things, giving the offering and sowing back into the work of the Lord, and watch God tremendously bless you, child of God, and tremendously undertake you because you dare to give and to do that which is right by God. Those tithes belong to God. That offering belongs for the upbuilding of God's kingdom, given to the cause of God so we could propel the gospel and propel the work, that there may be meat in his house. And God said, then prove me. God said, then after you've done that, you can turn around and say, God, I've proven you. I'm going to prove you today. God, I want you to, and I asked of you to do, and I command your hand to, and see, you have that right to do that. Because you have obeyed the command of God. And those blessings that you cannot contain will come to your house. Ah, Rika Moshenda. And so I pray that your heart has been encouraged today and opening up your understanding and turn your heart back to giving. Give of those tithes so that God can sew up your holes in your pockets, so that you will not have holes in your pockets and things, that you can move forward and be blessed children of God that God has called you out to be. And so we honor the Lord on today, and we honor this lesson on the grace of liberality, of giving liberally. God loves a liberal giver. He said a liberal soul will be made fat. Ah, Rika Boshandala. God wants to bless you, child of God, as you give liberally, give kindly, give out of the abundance, and watch God bless you. Watch God open up a door. I know when we moved in our building that we're at now, God said, I want you to go give a seed offering. And I went and gave the seed offering. And before I even knew about the building and things, I had a key on my chain that said, Lord, this is a key by faith for the building you're going to bless us with. Before he even given it, he laid it on my heart to go sow a seed into somebody else, bless somebody else and things, ministry, and bless somebody else's work. And so when I went and just blessed somebody else's work, God just began to release thing into our hand, release stuff unto us, and we've seen God do a profound work. He did it, and it was a blessing unto us, and we've learned the grace of liberality, of giving unto someone else and blessing someone else's life. And so I pray that you give someone a visit, that's giving. Give someone your ear, that's giving. Give someone your heart of compassion, that's giving. Give someone your hand to help them out. Give someone a kind word, that's another way of giving. And watch God overtake and bless you. Give someone their concern to God in prayer as you pray for them and intercede for them. That's giving of your energy and your time. Fast for someone. That's giving and things unto God's kingdom as well. When someone else don't know, they're in the heat of the battle and they need someone to pray for them or help them, you stand in the gap and you pray for them. That's giving. And watch God overtake you and bless you. And so I pray that this lesson has been a tremendous blessing unto you and opening up your understanding, even in a greater depth of your understanding. And watch God tremendously, tremendously bless and keep you, child of God. And always remember, if you don't have it, God got it. And you are just one question away from your blessing. I hear the Bible said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. And watch God overtake you and bless you. And remember, child of God, if you have stopped paying your tithes and giving unto the work of the Lord, I admonish you to reconsider and to go back, get putting the Lord in the places where he wants to be Lord. And he wants to be Lord over his own tithes that he's given unto us to be stewards of, to give back to his kingdom. It's our choice to be blessed. And so remember that, child of God. God will do it if you will participate with God's prompting of the Holy Ghost. God bless you is my prayer. And all those that are still with me on today, I want to just to rejoice on today for the blessings of the Lord and what God had done for Minister Rosalind Jennings. How God has blessed and raised up her mother and healed her mother in Jesus' name, and that how she was able to go and see her mother. And so I just want to say I thank God for her praise report when we touched and agreed and believed God with her and stood proxy with her for the healing and for her ability to whatever God had laid on her heart. So I want to say I rejoice with you, woman of God, of what God has done. And I want to pray with you and just say, Lord, we just thank you and we just thank the Lord. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name. Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and by the power that's in the Holy Ghost saying, Father, you are the righteous Savior. You are the Holy One of Israel. And, oh, God, we come to lift your name up and to give you the glory and the honor that's due unto your name, dear God. We come to give you praise because you are that righteous Savior, dear God, and saying, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will bless, Lord, oh God, continually doing a great and effectual work, Lord, in the life of Lord Minister Jennings. Father, we thank you for what you've done and what you're going to continue to do in and through our life, dear God. We rejoice with you, dear God, for what you have done, dear God. And, oh God, we praise you for raising up Mother, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we praise you today. We give you the glory, dear God. We give you the honor, Lord, and we give you the glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you stretch forth your hand and move by your power divine. Continue to work, Lord, and bless, Lord. Help us to be liberal givers, Lord. Give us the grace of liberality, dear God. All those that are listening, dear God, upon this Lord message today, I pray that the spirit of liberality and that grace to fall upon every hearer, dear God, that they may be blessed, dear God, because they chose in their mind to make you Lord and put you back as Lord over their tithes, over their first fruit, dear God. They will not rob from you, Lord. They will not steal, but they will trust you, dear God, even in the hard place, dear God, as they give of their financial, oh God, increase back into the kingdom of God, their 10%, dear God, of all their increase, dear Lord. Father, let them grab a hold of the blessing, oh God, of that principle and command, that they will not live beneath their privilege, Lord, in the name of Jesus, dear God. We command and decree, dear God, an open heaven, Lord, over your people today, dear God. Pour down, Lord, oh God, your blessing. Open up the window of heaven and pour them out a blessing, dear God, that they will not have room enough to receive, oh Lord, our Lord. How excellent is your name in all the earth, dear God. We praise your name. We bind the forces of poverty. We bind the spirit of lack, and we speak liberality upon your people. That grace, dear God, down in their thoughts, down in their mind, throughout their lifestyle, dear God, they will be liberal people, dear God, that they may be blessed people, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, have your way, Lord, and Father, we'll praise your name and give you the glory and give you the honor that's due unto your name, Lord. This is our prayer, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, and glory be to your name, dear God, which all whom all blessings flow. Bless our coming in. Bless our down sitting. Bless our uprising. We bless when we come. We bless when we go. And oh God, we praise you because you are the blessing giver, Lord. And we worship your name, dear God. Come on and shout hallelujah, child of God. And give God some praise. And give God the glory. Lord, we thank you for the miracle. We thank you for working it out. We thank you for making a way out of nowhere, Lord. Oh, Lord, our Lord Jesus. We praise your name. We glorify your name. We lift your name up. We praise your name. We glorify your name, oh God. Glory, 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 Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Lord, we praise you. Hey, shababa, glory, hey, shakababa, boy, glory, 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 ha, tababa, bo, shikiri, andaria, li, kababa, bo, shikiri, andaria, hey, kababa, bo, shikiri, andaria, rikababa, bo, shikiri, andaria, glory, shataria, de, kolololo, yandaria, de, kariada, glory, glory, shataria, andaria, andaria, glory, shataria, andaria, de, kariada, glory, 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 glory to the Lamb of God. That's it, just worship him. I feel a worship now. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise your name. We praise your name. And worship God. I just want to praise you, God. Thank you, praise God, for you already providing. Thank you, Lord. I just want you to know, child of God, that you listen to this song. Beauty of holiness. Just worship God. All the land, all the world, we worship you, Lord, because he's already provided.
He's already provided.
He's
already provided.
already done it. Lift your hands.
I've already provided it for you. Yes, freedom and victory and liberty, it all belongs to me. He's already paid the price. He took the stripes upon his back. He already paid the price for you. He's made a provision. He's made a provision for you to be free. For you to be free. For you to be free, for you to be well, for you to be whole.
Everything you need, he's already provided.
Dine with the Lord. Dine from his table. He's pouring out his spirit right now. Oh Lord, overtake your people. Bless them with new fresh manna, Lord. Bless them with you, new fresh Lord anointing. Bless them with fresh new. Oh God, Lord. Undergird, Lord. Strengthen the inward man, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Feed us till we want no more, Lord. We worship you. Heal, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Latoria, Tecaro, Bosicriata, Rica Baba, Sender, Bosicanariando, Riateco Bosata, Rica Babaria, Sicria, Shandara, Sicoria, Tecaria, Sanderiandoroba. Lord, we worship you, Lararia, Shataria. Lord, we praise you, Shataria, Shatariada. Lord, we glorify you, Sanderiandaria, Shatariada. We flood, Bosicataria. You would I praise the dead. Oh Lord, my King, the lover of my soul, provide Work it out. Shataria Sikaria, Tataria Sikaria, Dadaria, Tatadaria, Lakadora, Rika Baba, in your name, Jesus, Hadadaria Sikaria, in your name, Jesus, Hadadaraba. Every wall down, Shataria Sikaria, Dada, every band broken, Adadaria, every yoke destroyed, Rekataria Sindaria, Sindaria, Sikataria, Tataria, Rika Baba, Baba, Shataria, Sakataria, the Kodadara, Bosakata, Mapa Baba, Baba, Bosere. Ora la ba 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 bo se ta ria cha ta ria ma ba 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 bo se ta 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 ria cha ta 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 ria cha ko ta ta ba 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 ri ka ba 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 se ta ria ka ta ta ria shi ke ria te ke a to ro 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 bo se ta ka ka ta 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 ria se nda ta ria te ko ro 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 bo se ke ya ba 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 se ta ta ria se ta te ka ta ta ria Jesus 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 ka ta ta bo se ta 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 Kurararia shetada karia tata kararia tata 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 tata. Uu cha tata tata tata. Kori kabasha tata obare cheta. A tata tata bosha tata 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 tata. Ooh, Jesus, malada da da bo si karara da ba chu da da bo si karia. Have your way, la ko barara da ria, shen da 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 ria, si karia ta kararia, karara ba si karia. Kararia, si karia, kata kari, nagaria, karara bo si karia, si karia, kata da 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 bo ho, ko baria si ka. Kuri kababa shaka tori kabaria shakaria karia shikria ta karia shike. Kuri kabashandaria te kadada do do bo shaka. Lord, bless your people. Bless, Lord, anoint their soul with fire. Anoint their soul, Lord, with your power. Ladadiria shikria te kada. And Father, we'll be forever grateful and mindful to give you the praise, glory, and honor, Lord. Father, for this is our prayer, O God, in Jesus' holy and your master's name we pray, amen and amen. May the Lord our God bless those that was able. Hold fast to that which God has done and doing even right now. I pray that God would just strengthen you. Oh, I feel a special anointing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And to all of my beautiful listeners, partners, prayer partners, I pray that this has been a tremendous blessing unto you. May you forever hold fast to God's unchanging hand. Please recognize if you want to get any of these tapes or want to have these in your own library, feel free just to email us, contact us, go to our website. If you have an opportunity to rate the show, go back and rate the show. That'll be a blessing to us as well in things because we want to know if we are being able to be a blessing unto you as we give of our time and energy to pour back into the world, like all throughout the world. Blessing them and strengthening them with a word from the Lord. I pray that you're blessed. I pray that you're strengthened as never before and that God will continue to endeavor to undergird and strengthen you as never before. And we thank you for listening and tuning in on today. Go forth and be blessed to do the work and the will of the Lord as never before. May God richly bless you. When you get an opportunity, you're welcome to email me at either Shekinah Glory, Shekinah GT at MSN.com, and that's S H Ekinahgt at MSN. You can email me there. However the Lord lays on your heart, you can send me a message through the Blog Talk Radio. But I want you to know no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. God is going to do it. May God richly bless you and keep you is my prayer. God bless you. Bye-bye.